Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
You haven't seen the main event, but they were singing all throughout the main event. At that point, I didn't even know if they were bored or awkward into that because they were just singing. I don't know what they were saying because it was in French. But it was insane that they kept up that and that whole energy for almost 3 hours. So that is pretty cool, and it gives me hope for the next pay-per-view in the UK.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to.
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Are now listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast coming at you on another Weekend Reacts episode. It's myself, Romoran, and Emil Nate. The rest of the crew is not here. Stan's busy working the gig. I think may PBA tonight. Gina is out watching a comedy show, and Rowan is doing school stuff. So how was your weekend, Emil?
Oh, my weekend's great. So I had a week long vacation. That's why I was out during the live stream. But it was mostly a staycation. But yeah, I was my girlfriend. Lumuha siya dito sa Manila to be with me because it's been a while. I've been here for 2 months. Yes,
it's been a while. For real. I have a feeling. Because wrestling is here. Podcast is here, so I have a feeling.
Yeah, so I took that week off, to be with her. Got to see a concert, which is good. We did everything else as well. So, medyo refresh tayo this upcoming week.
Buti ka pa. Well, I did have my own week long vacation, noong Holy Week, and a little after that. So, I need another one. It's time. I'm burnt out as hell. But anyway. So yeah, we have weekend reactions. We just came off of Backlash over in Lyon, France, and it was a wild show. But before that, Emil, let's tell the people really, really quickly what they can get and enjoy when they subscribe to the Wrestling Podcast Patreon.
All right, so you'll get benefits and a lot of things if you subscribe to our Patreon program. It is as low as $5. The link is patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. Of course, you get to join in our Discord community where we talk almost every day about things, about random stuff. And we just had, of course, the virtual viewing party since we can't have a physical viewing party for Backlash. I know may mga nagtanong, but we did it virtually last Sunday. You also get to enjoy the weekly review content of almost all of the wrestling shows. We write certain reviews for different shows like Dynamite, Raw, SmackDown, Rampage, NXT, Impact, so everything, and also some local wrestling stuff as well. And also, if you're part of our Patreon program, you'll get some preferential rates on the Pasabais, which wala pa tayong sure date as to when are we gonna have the next one. But if you are part of that Patreon, you'll enjoy that benefit. And again, by subscribing and supporting the Patreon, you're pretty much also supporting everything that we do here in the podcast, going strong for 10 years. So it's at patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast for as low as $5.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We did do that backlash viewing party, but it wasn't super formal. Like I say, I didn't have like the best quality. Emil's streams are the best right now. Yeah. So, may nanood ng gabi. You watched live, diba?
Yeah, I was still kind of awake for yeah. like an hour, so I decided to watch it. Di ko siya natapos. Natapos ko siya ano eh. I actually haven't done watching it, but I got to see like the first hour of it.
Yeah, it's a tough watch if you're watching it live, because the show starts at 1 a.m. and it was almost 3 hours. It stopped 5 minutes short of 3 hours. So by that time, it's almost 4 a.m. So it's really not ideal. Some people will sleep before that, but a lot of people stay up just for it. And then that kind of colors your perception on show. And sometimes what is okay might not be as okay when you're watching it really, really sleepy. But let's get to the weekend reaction. So you didn't watch the whole show yet, Emil. Pero do you have any thoughts that you want to get out of the way?
First of all, the crowd. That was the first thing I noticed while watching Backlash. Kasi di ko napanood yung SmackDown. So I have no idea. Same. Although I've been reading stuff on Twitter about the crowd and how wild it was. So but I wasn't expecting the crowd that we got in Backlash. It was probably the wildest and loudest crowd I have ever seen in my years of wrestling fandom. I have never seen a crowd from the start of the match until the end of the matches. Walang palya. Like they're chanting constantly. Hindi sila yung typical smarky crowd na will get themselves over. Like the ones that the crowd that I don't like. But this is a crowd that you like. Antagal nilang hinintay yung WWE.
Oh yeah.
And they're making the most of it by showing out, supporting everyone, even the heels. Although I did like as well. There, this is a point na I think I tweeted out yesterday. Pag natatalo yung baby faces, they go silent.
Yeah.
And that's great, because logically the fans should always root for the baby face. So whenever natatalo yung bet nila, talagang ano eh, like sumasabay sila sa agos ng action, which I really love from this crowd.
Yeah. Well, I do have experiences of a similar crowd, pero syempre not like 11,000 people strong. Yeah. The early days of PWR was really, really loud because people were starved for actual pro wrestling in front of them. SmackDown had been coming, WWE had been coming, former WWE stars had come as well, WWE FX, but syempre not everyone got to go to that. And then the spectacle of live wrestling happening before you in such a accessible area and accessible prices, talagang kakaiba siya, because it's different. People haven't had this spectacle in a long, long time, and that's why the French crowd was also that loud. Talagang hindi sila pinupuntahan ng WWE or probably any other major wrestling company. And then what more to put on a PLE, diba? Sa bahay nila. It's not even a major PLE, but it didn't have to be a major PLE. And they made it feel like a major PLE. And that was great. I've seen a lot of reactions online saying that at this point, it's tough to go back to American crowds. And I think we won't be going back to that in a while. Next month, June, will be Clash at the Castle in the UK. So talagang we're not going to miss the American crowds anytime soon, I feel. And I think... I don't know if the American crowds will be competitive enough to want to go toe to toe with them. But at this point, a lot of them can learn a thing or two from the European crowds or anyone. Yung mga crowds na wala sa US talaga. Kasi sarili na sila eh. They've seen everything. They have been they've been getting a lot of wrestling care of both WWE and AEW and whatever have you. It's really tough to wow a crowd that's seen a lot of it before. So I'm really happy that they got to do that. You haven't seen the main event, but they were singing all throughout the main event. And at that point, I didn't even know if they were bored or pagod into that because they were just singing. I don't know what they were saying because it was in French, but it was insane that they kept up that and that whole energy for almost 3 hours. So that is pretty cool. And it gives me hope for the next pay-per-view in the UK. So one other thing that we need to talk about, for sure, is one surprise signing. So a lot of people kind of talk shit about these non-US PLEs because they think it's a house show for that country, for that city. But they decided to do something big here. And they signed the other son of Haku, the former Camacho. And Tangaloa is now finally in the bloodline. Nobody had this on their bingo cards. They did, but not this soon. Right? I don't think there were any rumors that said that Tangaloa was already on his way in. I feel like everyone thought na patapos or may months pa siya on his NJPW deal, whatever it is. So what did you think of this, Emil? Did you catch this live?
Yes, I did. I was surprised. I was very surprised na Tangaloa made an appearance because first of all, like you said, there wasn't any news about it. There wasn't any rumors. Mas rumored pa nga si Hikuleo, the other member of GOD, to be the one signing with WWE. Pero very surprising. Kasi wala sa balita eh. And it's the reactions online are really funny because you got all these people who think Tangaloa isn't that great. Really shitting on Tangaloa and also shitting on WWE for signing a guy who they think isn't as good. But I quite understood why he needs, like, Tama Tonga needs Tangaloa. They parang package, para sa akin, package din sila eh. Like, at this point, you get them, you get one, you get the other. You know what I mean? Like, as much as Tama has the potential before to be a singles guy, I really think mas mama maximize yung potential niya if they are together, you know, the tag team, the Gorillas of Destiny. So I don't know. I looking forward to this. Like, I'm not expecting much. He's pretty much just going to be a muscle for the bloodline, an additional person. We're still expecting someone else na is also rumored to be signing with WWE na hindi pa napapakita, who's also have ties with the bloodline. So I think we're gonna have more people come in as we go on here.
Yeah, I get why they would have reservations with Tangaloa. Like, the GOD were not like the best talents, whether together or separately. Parang hindi naman sila yung top of mind the mga tao when it comes to NJPW and even the Bullet Club, right? So I get it. And of course, some people like us still remember Camacho as yung muscle ni Unico, diba? So
yeah.
I get that, but also it goes to show how many people don't actually watch NJPW. Kasi, the spot with Okada, the yung weird striking thing, is going viral right now. Say it's Tangaloa. But on the whole, you don't get to stay in NJPW if you don't have the chops in. Yeah. And everyone who goes through NJPW gets better. So I have seen them wrestle decent matches. I can't remember if they've ever wrestled really great matches. But if you go to that place and you survive a few years there, you get better. You level up it. And I feel like they need... the onus now is on Tangaloa and both of them brothers, to really prove them the haters wrong. Kasi, there's a lot of bias against Tangaloa and maybe a little even against Tama Tonga. So I think din naman that despite yung name brand and the fact that they are, you know, quote unquote related to the Anoa'i's, the Anoa'i family, the Samoan dynasty, they wouldn't have considered it if he wasn't good, diba? If he wasn't capable, if he wasn't decent. It's the same way with the other Fatus, diba? Like Jacob and Zilla. you're not going to get them if they're not ready. Right? And the fact that they're not there yet, right? Ni sila kinuha for the new bloodline. Ni pa naman sila, maybe they think that, oh, it's not time for them yet. It's time right now for the Tongas. So I think it just needs to be, people like to hate. People like to hate because it's fun in wrestling. Yeah, sure. Get your jokes in, get your socks off. Pero there is a reason for all of these things, both in WWE and NJPW. You got anything else to add to this?
Tama Tonga did look good in his debut. I will say.
It's a hardcore match. It's easy to look good in a hardcore match.
Still, it was a good first outing for him.
Yeah, of course. One more thing from Backlash. We have new women's tag team champions. Again, hindi lang siya house show. They did some pretty big plot points there. In a pick that we called on live stream, Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill, the super athletic women of the division, they won the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships. So it was expected naman, and they pulled off a really, really good match. Shepherd of the Kabuki Warriors had a good time, had a nice showing because they're really experienced. But for the most part, the two relatively less experienced women also did really well, especially Jade Cargill. Did you get to catch this match?
I got to see clips of it. Hindi ko to nabutan, but the finishing sequence was really nice. It was Jade catching Kairi Sane and then did the Jaded, which is her, which you finish her in Yano. So I like this win. I mean, dito na din papunta yung storyline. I mean, Bianca and Jay, they've been presenting them as two powerhouses teaming up together, and there's no one stopping them. And so it just makes sense that they would actually win the tag team titles off of Damage Control. So with the Damage Control going over to Raw, I think that's it for that storyline. And maybe we're going to get another challenger for the tag team championships this upcoming week. So it was... kay Bianca, pampadagdag resume din yun winning a tag team championship. And Jade Cargill, for her first title in WWE, at least, it's a tag team championship. And I think it gives legitimacy to the titles after what happened to it last year, na puro injured yung mga champion. But now, from the Kabuki Warriors to Belair and Cargill, it's been a good few months for the championship.
Was it too soon to have the titles change hands? Because we all know that the Women's Tag Team Championships had a reputation na laging hot potato kuno yung.
No, I don't think it was too soon because first of all, Damage Control has been champion for a while now, and I at this point you can't have Cargill lose yet. See, they're building her up, eh? So it will not make sense if matatalo yung babyface team just because you want to add legitimacy to the title reign of Damage Control. It was time for them to relinquish the titles and to put these two and especially Jade over.
Yeah, agree. All right, that's it for Backlash right now. Maybe we'll talk about it more on the live stream, but we don't know just yet. We have one more thing to talk about from WWE, but before that, let's take a quick break and hear from our fellow co-podcasts on the Pod Network.
Do you feel lost, doubting yourself, and tired? You question your worth and existence? Well, I'm here for you. Hey, this is Gailey Chavez, and I'm the host of Free Yourself Podcast. My podcast talks about self-love, self-discovery, and growth. This is for everyone who wants to live their fullest life and become the person that they could be. Let me help out and remind you that this is your life, your path, that you are not broken, and you are worth it. Catch me every Friday at 8 p.m. See ya!
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right, we're back. And we have one more thing to talk about over on the WWE side. So over the weekend, a bunch of releases came through on the pipeline. It's mostly from NXT. And a lot of it are NXT recruits, Performance Center recruits that never really got to debut on TV, with the exception of Valentina Feroz. So, siya lang yung pangal and Boa. Sila lang yung mga pangalan na nakilala ko from the list of releases. But there's also one big release that is pretty controversial. So, Drew Gulak has been released from his WWE contract. One, mostly because of the allegations near Ronda Rousey about how he allegedly sexually harassed her in some form. And after that, some stories came to light about how Drew Gulak was a bully in NXT. Because a lot of them were in it, a lot of them were rookies. So my take on it is that he was probably power tripping, because he might have been miserable about being put in NXT. I don't know. But I don't think being in the developmental territory was what he envisioned when he signed with WWE all those years ago. So he would be physical with people, a little too physical, you know, more than what was permitted in our business. Tapos, there's a story of how he intentionally spiked our boy Dante Chen with a Michinoku driver on one taping of NXT Level Up last year. So you can actually see this online. There is a clip of this going around. At first, it looks like a typical Michinoku driver, na yung actually old school style na you really land on your neck. But it turns out that, you know, he wasn't supposed to really do that, and it was dangerous of him to do that. And apparently, yung mga coaches, especially Shawn Michaels, really went to town on him for doing that, especially with someone as young as Dante Chen. So what are your thoughts on this as a fan? Because I have my own thoughts on this as a wrestler. So we didn't get to see a lot of Drew Gulak anymore, but what do you think?
First of all, nakakadismaya lang na ganito pala yung nangyayari, because when Drew Gulak went down to NXT, I thought it was a good thing, because he's a veteran of the business. He's been doing this for a long time. And like you said, this is one of those things that I thought he envisioned when he signed with WWE, is to work with younger talent in the Performance Center. And then ganito pala yung nangyayari, na he's a bully, allegations of bullying is happening, and he's parang sometimes he would, I've read reports of pag yung galing sa injury, he would target injured part ng wrestler just to test it out, or probably tip niya lang, di ba? So nakadismaya, kasi he's a veteran of the business, like you'd expect better from someone who's been doing this for a long time. And especially yung sa work environment, most of the people there are people who haven't had much experience as him. So instead of being a good example for these guys, ganun pa yung ginagawa niya. So nakadismaya, and okay na din na he got released, may nabasa din ako na his contract was conveniently expiring. And
they didn't renew him.
So I think the Ronda Rousey thing was kind of a nail in the coffin. Yeah. Okay, we're not gonna re-sign this guy because of this and all of the things that were happening leading up to this. So yun lang. Yun yung opinion ko dito. Nakadismaya.
Yeah, it is very disappointing kasi maraming ganito in wrestling, especially in the lower rungs. And for one, si Cody pala, if you remember, he kind of warned people about Drew Gulak. Like he said that, you know, he had his own Drew Gulak story and he was kind of big timing Drew Gulak back when Cody was still in the indies. So it's really sad that people still think that they can do these things and get away with it. Syempre, nothing happened to Drew Gulak when he was bullying people on NXT, but syempre, it did not contribute to his long-term career option. So I don't know if he did that to have an excuse to get fired or not renewed or whatever, but eto, nangyari na. It is what it is. It happens here as well. Some people can't control their temper. Some people will take liberties just because they can, just because they hit hard, because some newbies don't learn as fast. So it sucks. And I hope that this is a warning. Even though he wasn't released because of these allegations, I hope that it's a warning for people to chill out and, you know, be the adult in the room. Be one of the adults in the room. Kasi wala na talaga space here for bullying. It's not cool. People will call you out on it and eventually these things will come to light and will work against you. So yeah, that's it. I'm not gonna miss Drew Gulak after all that. I was a huge Drew Gulak fan, but after all these things, I can't say that I still am. So yeah. All right. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Did we miss anything here?
No, I don't think we missed anything. We pretty much covered it up. Yun lang, the Drew Gulak thing is very disappointing. Same as well. I was a fan when he appeared in the Cruiserweight Classic because I've heard of his name before.
Yeah,
he's always one of the great technical wrestlers in the mid-2010s. So for me to see him in WWE, that was good. And then he got signed and he had that gimmick in 205 Live, which was good. You know, fly zone. So yeah. it is really a bummer. Everything happened because he was a good wrestler. He was a good wrestler during his time in WWE.
Yeah. Oh well. Oh well. Let's hope that he learns from this and gets better. Because at this point, he will get jobs, but it will kind of hound him.
Yep.
All right. That's it for our weekend reactions post Backlash. Stay tuned because we have our next episode, which is Picks of the Week. That's coming in a separate upload. So until then, this has been the Wrestling Podcast. You can reach us over at Wrestling2XPod on Twitter and TikTok, at Wrestling Podcast on Threads and Instagram, and the Wrestling Podcast over on Facebook. You can reach Emil over at EML_Meister on Twitter and Instagram. Our co-host Chino at Chino Supersize, Rowan ASH at Monday Night Rowan, that's NITE, and Stan over at_StanC. Myself at Rose War on Twitter and at Shang.Daddy on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads. Right. Thank you again to the boys and girls, the good boys and girls of Babyface producer Jasper of the Pod Network for doing what they do, making us sound better than we are. And basically giving the pod a chance to live on and entertain you guys with all the wrestling talk. Stay safe, stay warm, stay healthy. Let's not stay warm, stay cool, stay hydrated. Yeah. Don't be a dick like Drew Gulak. Wrestling Podcast out. See you later, Outcast. Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.